From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Malaysia discuss steps to improve protection for migrant workers. Indonesia develops export markets in South Asia. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Malaysia continue the discussion on optimizing the protection of Indonesian migrant workers. Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Ida Fauzia, stated during her working visit to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Saturday that she had met with Malaysian government officials to discuss ways to optimize protection for migrant workers and solve problems related to them. Main issues regarding the implementation of a Memorandum of Understanding on the placement and protection of Indonesian migrant workers are fair law enforcement and residual issues of protection. Minister Ida Fauzia is confident that Malaysian Minister Siva Kumar and other relevant ministries and agencies would support optimizing the implementation of the MOU on cooperation regarding the placement and protection of Indonesian workers in Malaysia, especially those working in the domestic sector. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade is developing export markets in several countries in the South Asian region in a bid to maintain Indonesia's economic growth. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan told reporters in Mamuju on Saturday that Indonesia's economy in 2022 had recorded a growth of 5.31%, and this year the figure is expected to slow down. The minister noted that Indonesia's export markets have so far been countries in the ASEAN region or Southeast Asian region, Europe, and America. He said that export development in the South Asian region includes Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India. Apart from the South Asia region, new export development will also target the Middle East and Africa regions. Meanwhile, responding to the query on the plan to import 500,000 tons of rice, Minister Hasan stated that currently there is a big harvest, so Indonesia will not import rice. However, if the state logistic agency's bulk stock is lacking after the harvest period, it is possible that this step to import will be taken. The Indonesian General Election Supervisory Agency, Bawaslu, has reminded political parties contesting the 2024 general elections to abstain from campaigning while performing good deeds during the holy month of Ramadan. The commission member, Loli Suharti, said during a talk show between the agency and the political parties in Jakarta on Saturday. However, she stressed that the agency has not prohibited parties from actually doing good deeds during the Islamic holy month. What the agency has prohibited, however, is in accordance with Law No. 7 of 2017 on general election. For example, promising to give money or other material things, whether it is during the campaign period or counting vote period. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Australia's Defense Minister Richard Marles said on Sunday his country absolutely did not promise to support the U.S. in any military conflict over Taiwan in return for a deal to acquire U.S. nuclear-powered attack submarines. Australia, the United States, and Britain unveiled the multi-decade AUKUS project on Monday. Canberra is to buy the U.S. Virginia-class military submarines, with Britain and Australia eventually producing and operating a new submarine class, SSN AUKUS. Australia's centre-left Labor government says the $368 billion, or $246 billion, deal is necessary given China's military build-up in the region, which it has labeled the largest since World War II. Under the AUKUS deal, which Asian allies welcome, but which Beijing has called an act of nuclear proliferation, the U.S. will sell Australia 3 subs built by General Dynamics in the early 2030s, with an option for Australia to buy 2 more. North Korea fired a ballistic missile towards the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula on Sunday. Yonhap News Agency reported, citing South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff, which did not provide specifics on the launch immediately. The Japan Coast Guard, meanwhile, said what was fired by North Korea could be a ballistic missile. The North, on Thursday, fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan hours before the South Korea's president flew to Tokyo for a summit that discussed ways to counter the nuclear-armed North. South Korean and American forces are conducting 11-day joint military drills, dubbed Freedom Shield 23. Pakistan former Prime Minister Imran Khan officially marked his presence in court in the country's capital on Saturday and said to be complying with judicial orders after a standoff with police that has led to intense clashes with his supporters. Local media Jio TV reported that the trial court in Islamabad cancelled the warrants for his arrest as a result of his presence. Khan, in office from 2018 to 2022, is facing a spate of legal challenges, including one that prompted a failed attempt to arrest him on Tuesday, sparking clashes between supporters and police, which also took place on Saturday. Last item. Singapore will be the first country in Southeast Asia to receive Pfizer's new 20-valent pneumococcal vaccines, or PCV20, after obtaining approval from the Health Science Authority. The vaccine, which is marketed under the brand name Apexnar, has been approved for active immunization for individuals aged 18 years and older. It will offer protection against invasive pneumococcal disease and pneumonia caused by 20 other serotypes. Pneumonia is the third leading cause of death, more than 4,000 deaths annually, and the fourth most common cause of hospitalization in Singapore. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's Spotlight is on Indonesia-Singapore bilateral meeting to strengthen cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong held a bilateral meeting at the Singapore Presidential Palace last Thursday, March the 16th. On the occasion, the two leaders discussed a number of collaborations in various fields. In a joint statement after the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that in total there were 20 Singaporean letters of intent to invest in Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara, then 9 business-to-business memorandum of understanding, and 7 governments-to-government memorandums of understanding, among others, in the fields of energy, health, and digital. Regarding the construction of the new capital, Nusantara, the president welcomed the high interest of investors from Singapore. In addition, the head of state welcomed the agreement between the two countries to increase investment in the new and renewable energy. Furthermore, he also welcomed cooperation between the governments of Indonesia and Singapore in the digital field, as well as the development of human resources in the field of information technology. President Joko Widodo also welcomed Indonesian livestock products to meet the needs in Singapore. In the health sector, he welcomed the cooperation between the two countries in strengthening health services in Indonesia, According to President Joko Widodo, this includes the health technology sector and investment in hospital development in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said the bilateral relations between Indonesia and Singapore had been going very well. According to him, the two leaders of the countries have succeeded in taking a big step forward as well as resolving issues that had been going on for a long time. Meanwhile, regarding Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, President Joko Widodo appreciated Singapore's support for Indonesia. He said one of the priorities of Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN is to maintain the unity and centrality of ASEAN and make ASEAN remain important and relevant to its people and to the world while still being the engine of peace and stability in the region and making Southeast Asia remain the center of economic growth. During the meeting, the two leaders also discussed the commitment of the two countries in resolving issues in the Southeast Asian region. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia would push for steps to implement the 5 points consensus or agreements of ASEAN leaders in resolving the Myanmar issue. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Singapore Lee Hsien Loong emphasized that Singapore will continue to work with all ASEAN members to push for the full implementation of the 5 points of the agreement. In addition, Prime Minister Lee said Singapore and Indonesia, as well as all ASEAN members, will continue to work together to guard Timor-Leste as an ASEAN member. That was this week's Spotlight. Today in history starts with March the 19th, 1932. The Sydney Harbour Bridge opened. The Sydney Harbour Bridge is the main route across Sydney Harbour, which connects the Sydney Central Business District with the northern area of Sydney. On it, there are railroad tracks for motorized vehicles, bicycles, and sidewalks. According to Guinness World of Records, the Sydney Harbour Bridge is the widest in the world, as well as the tallest iron-framed arch bridge, with its peak standing 134 meters above harbour level. This bridge began construction on July 28, 1923 and opened on March 19, 1932. Turning to March 19, 1949, is Germany's new constitution passed. The People's Council in the eastern part of Germany, which was occupied by the Soviets after the Second World War, passed the new Basic Law on March 19, 1949, which also marked the establishment of the separation of Germany. Germany's status was a source of contention between the United States and the Soviet Union then, even before the end of World War II. After the end of the Second World War in May 1945, Russian troops occupied most of Germany, including Berlin. The city of Berlin then was split in two, the eastern part occupied by the Soviets and the western part occupied by the United States. I'll end today in history with March 19, 2003, U.S. troops invasion of Iraq. On March 19, 2003, the United States President George W. Bush announced that he had sent his military troops to Iraq. President Bush said the troops were sent to liberate Iraq from the grip of Saddam Hussein and to seek weapons of mass destruction developed by Iraq. In addition to ending Saddam Hussein's support for terrorism and liberating the Iraqi people. In preparation, on February the 18th that year, 100,000 U.S. troops were mobilized in Kuwait. The U.S. provided the majority of troops for the invasion with support from a coalition of more than 20 national and Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. It was the 2003 Iraqi invasion that opened the Iraqi war. That was today in history.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Jawahar Almeida in New Zealand. Hello, Mr. Almeida. How are you? It's been a long time since we haven't received your email or letter. When do you want to visit Indonesia again? Please don't forget to stop by to our office, Voice of Indonesia. You can send your email to voinews.id or arsipinggris@gmail.com. So keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Well, as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Kamu itu indah dalam hidupku, ku lukis wajah kamu dalam ruangku dan kau bagian dan seluruh relung hati aku. Ku ingat hari minggu kita berdua cinta ini anugerah dari Tuhan takdir hidupmu aku. Kamu aku selamanya takkan terpisah. terpisah hingga akhir waktu. Kamu, aku, selamanya takkan terpisah, takkan terpisah. Kita berdua saat aku akan katakan cinta ini anugerah dari Tuhan takdir hidupmu aku kamu aku.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on U20 World Cup strengthens Indonesia's branding internationally. Indonesia has been chosen as the host for the 2023 FIFA U20 World Cup, which will be held at 6 of Indonesia's best stadiums, namely Gelora Bung Karno in Jakarta, Manahan in Solo, Palembang in South Sumatra, Kapten Iwayan Dipta in Bali, Sijalak Harupat in Bandung, and Gelora Bung Karno in Surabaya. In the U20 World Cup, which will take place from May the 20th to June the 11th, 24 countries will participate, including from Nigeria, the United States, Brazil, Japan, South Korea, and Indonesia as the host. Regarding the U20 Football World Cup, the Central Indonesia National Sports Committee appreciate the Ministry of Youth and Sports and the All Indonesian Football Association who have worked hard since promoting Indonesia as the host of the World Cup in Indonesia. The Central Indonesia National Sports Committee, or CONNI, welcomes and supports the holding of the U20 Football World Cup because it has several important values for Indonesian sports to be part of the international sports community. General Chairman of the Central CONNI, Marciano Norman, in his official statement said that sport has the ability to unite the diverse Indonesian people to defend the red and white flag as well as unite Indonesia and world community because friendship is an important value of sport. According to him, the holding of the World Cup in Indonesia also proves that Indonesia is capable of hosting international competitions which are expected to elevate Indonesia's standing in the eyes of the world. In addition, the U20 event shows that Indonesia is ready to host the World Cup for senior football and the most prestigious multi-event at the Olympics. Therefore, Marcio Norman emphasized that the success of holding international competitions in Indonesia is also expected to motivate Indonesia's younger generation to train harder and become world champion athletes. For this reason, he invited all Indonesian people, especially sports achievements, to support the implementation of the U20 Football World Cup in Indonesia. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email which was sent from Pakistan. It is from Muhammad Akil Bashir. He was listening to our English program. He said he enjoyed this program. Thank you for your compliment. As your request, I will send you QSL card as soon as possible. Well, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, to brighten up your day, here is a special song for you. Happy listening.
Diam-diam aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Ku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku. Bila tak jodohku, aku tak mudah mencintai. Tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is entitled Cucurak Tradition for welcoming Ramadan in Bogor. The month of Ramadan, or the fasting month, which is about to arrive, is the time that all Muslims have been waiting for. In Indonesia, where the majority of the population is Muslim, the joy in welcoming the holy month is illustrated in the form of celebrations or traditions that are carried out by the community before fasting. The Cucurak tradition, which is a distinctive tradition originating from Sundanese culture in West Jawa, especially in Bogor district and city, is an integral part of welcoming Ramadan. From generation to generation, this distinctive tradition has been maintained to this day. Cucurak in Sundanese means having fun. As a tradition, Cucurak is carried out by gathering with all villagers, extended family, or friends. What makes the Cucurak tradition even more enjoyable that people will enjoy the simple Sundanese dishes such as liwet rice, fried tofu and tempeh, salted fish and fresh vegetables and chili sauce served on a white banana leaf as a place to eat. The dish is then enjoyed together by sitting on the floor. In Sundanese society, Cucurak is not just gathering and eating together, but this tradition also has a meaning to establish and strengthen friendship or even kinship. Actually, Cucurak is not always done just before Ramadan. It can also be done when receiving blessings such as graduating from school, being promoted, and so on. But the people of Bogor more often do Cucurak once a year, namely in welcoming the month of Ramadan. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia will be back to hold VOI International Quiz 2023. This year, the 2023 Voice of Indonesia International Quiz is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations. This essay writing competition will open in May 2023. For those selected as winners, one person for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. So be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. Well, listen to whatever you are. Before I sign out listeners' mailbag, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Kau mengejar, ku menghindar. Kau dekati, kau menghilang. Ku mencari, aku tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau. Bersalah dalam mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. sampai kau miliki. Juga mau padamu, kita tak perlu risau bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Yeah, yeah. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong. Dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, yeah. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Baruna Stra ITS launches the newest ship competing in the US Robot Boat event. The Baruna Stra team from the 10 November Institute of Technology Surabaya launched its newest ship, Nala Proteus, to compete in the 2023 International RoboBoat Competition in Florida, United States, from March the 22nd to 28th. The Institute 10 November or ITS Chancellor Professor Dr. Muhammad Ashari expressed his support for the Baruna Stra team, which had won 4 times before in the same event. General Manager of the team, Faris Ryan Januar, said that his team had been preparing for it since the end of 2022 to get maximum results in this competition. Ryan added that on the previous ship there were still deficiencies in the ship's embossed hull. The thin distance between the water and the ship's hull can endanger the ship's electrical components. The new ship of the Baruna Stra team is expected to be able to solve the previous problems by widening the distance between the water and the ship's hull. Apart from the size of the ship's embossed hull, changes in the ship can also be seen from its propulsion system. The propulsion system owned by the Nala Proteus ship uses a system with greater thrust and torque than the previous Baruna Stra ship propulsion. Ryan described the Nala Proteus ship as having a length of 0.97 meters and a width of 0.84 meters. This new ship uses fiberglass, which is strong in nature. The material is expected to be able to complete 8 missions in this prestigious annual competition. To face the international arena, the Baruna Stra team has conducted experiments and optimized the ship's performance several times. That was Miscellany today.
sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku di sisimu. Ini hanya halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati, kalau hati bisa memilih. Ku ingin kau ada di sisi, tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri. Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ada aku
di sisimu.
Ini hanya halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati, kalau hati bisa memilih. Ku ingin kau ada di sisi, tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri.
In today's music corner, I will present a song from Indonesian vocal group named GAC. GAC stands for Gamaliel Audrey Cantika, is a vocal group based in Jakarta. This vocal group was formed in 2008. There are three members, namely Gamaliel, Audrey Tapiheru, and Cantika Abigail. It's been almost 4 years since the vocal group GAC announced a vacuum from the Indonesian music industry. The group initiated by Gamaliel, Audrey, and Cantika announced a break to explore themselves and release their own solo projects. However, in March 2023, GAC returns with a single entitled Baru. This song sounds light from start to finish, with the addition of various supporting instruments from trumpets to percussion, which makes this song more fresh compared to the music in the previous GAC songs. The song Baru, which literally means new, is a perfect description of the spirit that GAC wants to spread. Well, listener, here we go. A song, a brand new song by GAC. Baru. Happy listening.
Ready to
Siesikin, siapkan hatimu, siapkan batin mata juru. You want it too, so why don't you just let it go tonight. So we'll be in, feel it, feel it, feel it.
Di basa untuk ku kembali, irama menemani. Tak lama semua menanti, berbahagia.
So good, right? Let's go.
Yeah, no fool, better is a beta now. We'll make it better, petabyte now. Smart mind, bright line, bright rhyme. Don't you ask what, when, why. Just follow my lead. Get your bins. Vroom, vroom, let's give it a try tonight. Now where my breath's at?
Feel it, feel it, feel it, yeah. Inilah hati nanti menikmati harmoni.
Close your eyes.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau boleh ajukan diriku dan anggap ku tak. Tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi. Kau akan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah melepasku. Aku mau mendampingi dirimu. Aku mau cintai kekurangamu. Selalu bersedia bahagia.
pergi menjauh. agar ku terbiasa bernafas tanpamu. Bernafas tanpa
Alright, VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Also on the website voinews.id and RRI Play Go mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our email voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Or you can mention us on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us on TikTok as well, VOI_official. And YouTube channel, VOI Official. That's a wrap, listeners, today's edition of English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.